Welcome to tonight's planning committee meeting on Monday, the 21st of January at 6 PM at Exeter Town Hall. Apologies for absence, I have from Cherry Nicholas, and I assume that Brenda's substituting for Brian Toy. And I don't know about John Humphries. No members of the public, so I'll move straight on. The minutes of the meeting held on the 7th of January 2019. Have been circulated. If you wish, I sign them as a true record of the last meeting.
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Is there any member that has any interest we need to note in any of the applications being discussed this evening?
Not
I have no items of urgent business. So move on to Brixington, which is applications for consultation, as there's none for under designated or delegated powers. So Brixington planning application 18, 2936 full, 65 Little Meadow, construction of two-storey side extension, including dormer window extensions and single-storey front extension. We have no comments from statutory consultee, but we do have one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, representation from the people who live below this property. They're concerned about the impact of the extension on their bungalow, which sits next door at a much lower level, particularly as the two bedrooms face the extension. Parking space would be lost as the property sits on a very bad bend. Parking for their vehicles and boat would be restricted. Thank you.
Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, Little Meadow, right on the corner there, where they're having the extension, they wouldn't lose two parking spaces because there's a garage underneath the two bedrooms, which is in the plans. I have been round and had a look. The bungalow is about 5 metres lower than this proposed extension. The distance between the bungalow and the extension is quite a large distance. So I've said really and truly, in planning terms, we cannot really object. What I would say, there is a danger that the two rooms above the garage, which they are planning on the extension, would look straight into the bungalow at the side. I would therefore sort of say that I would like frosted windows on any window that overlooks that bungalow, because they are an elderly couple and they're a bit worried about that. Apart from that, I don't think there is any grounds for objection. There is a lot of these extensions in Little Meadow and up along the road. So as long as privacy is observed, there is no objection.
Thank you. Right, seconded for that, please. No, thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval, but with that approval, we'd like to ask that the two rooms above the garage have frosted or obscure windows.
If they're overlooking the bungalow.
If they're overlooking the bungalow. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, 23704, land opposite Elgin, Bassett's Gardens, construction of chalet bungalow, amended plans for consultation, removal of dormer windows and reduction in height of garage. We have the comments that we made ourselves in November 18, and also we have one representation. I'll ask Sue to summarise both for me.
Yes, yes. When we met on the 26th of November last year, we considered that the proposal was overdevelopment, overbearing to the neighbouring bungalows and detrimental to their amenity, but would be minded to accept development of a second storey within the roof space at the same ridge height as the original approved, with the addition of velux windows as opposed to dormers. Highways did not wish to comment. Since we've had the amended plans, there's been further representation in respect of these plans. They say the scale in the labelling of the layout is misrepresentative, implying two cars will fit in the space shown on the location plan. The plans show two bedroom twos, so the bungalow is a three bedroom bungalow. The main ridge height has not been lowered to be in line with other bungalows in Bassett's Gardens. And there's potential for increased traffic having a detrimental effect on the condition and luck of the private lane. Over development of the plot, previous applications of a similar size have been refused in the past, and there were two representations in respect of the original application. Thank you.
Councillor Chapman.
Thank you. Yes, they have not lowered the ridge height. It sits right in the plot. There is barely any room around this development if it goes ahead, which we don't want it to. And also, they are saying about the sewerage and the water would have to go along the lane. The lane is, it's not an adopted highway, it's private. No approach has been made to the Bassett's Gardens Association to put the sewerage or anything in. So, no, we still maintain it's over development and the ridge height. Is far too high, and we've told them this twice already. So we're going for dismissal.
So refusal on the same basis as on the 26th of November, which was over development, over variant of neighbour bungalows, detrimental to their own community, and also that we would be minded to accept development of the second story within the roof space as providing the same ridge height as the original approval with the addition of bed-ups windows.
Yeah.
Then Frank will second that. So proposed and seconded for refusal on that basis. All those in favour? None against. Thank you. Next application is 19/00064, 44 Brixington Drive. Single-storey rear side extension, new driveway with landscaping to front, demolition of existing side garage and external alterations. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Chapman?
We think this is all right because there's quite a few of these around that area. So we go for approval.
Thank you. Happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Now we're to Holston Ward, application 19/00364 for the Maldons, Marley Road, retention of detached outbuilding. We have no comments from statutory consultee, but do have one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the representation, they state that the application, that it states on it that it cannot be seen from the highway, but it can be seen clearly from Markham Close and the Bridleway. The application also states that no trees or hedges can fall onto the outbuilding. However, it is situated under and adjacent to an oak tree that has a TPO. There's also concern that soot and fumes from the flue could damage the tree. Thank you.
Councillor Duncan?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yes, I think two main comments really. I mean, I think the flue itself is not acceptable, and I think it should be turned down. The actual, whether the roof is too high on the outbuilding, I wouldn't like to judge, but these sort of outbuildings have become very, very common in Exmouth, and I think going back to the government before last, if you like, or last government, I remember David Cameron coming out with his proposals for allowing conservatories on any basis, and I think those comments and the NPPF have led to this explosion in these sort of things, and I don't think there's any way we can turn the actual building down, but I'd be interested to hear what my colleagues ideas are on that.
Yeah, my only point from my point of view was I was concerned about when you do go from Markham you can see it actually. It's quite easily seen. And my other concern was the TPO and the actual opening, whether it's going to damage it in any way. I quite agree with you with the flume. But I don't know, Councillor Kay Gill, do you want to make a comment? No.
Do we know what they mean by outbuilding? Is someone living in it? Or is it just a summer house? And if it's a summer house, why is it got a fire?
Because it gets
cold
in the summer.
Just wants to look at what the outbuilding is. Yeah. It's just a bum, isn't it?
Does that work? Let's see if it says anything on the application.
Yeah, it's a shed.
It's a summer house.
I thought timber frame summer houses as a temporary structure were allowed.
Incidental use.
Incidental use, it says.
Oh, okay.
To what, sorry?
Incidental use, it says.
Incidental use.
Mm.
Okay. Well.
But I'd say roast chestnuts in there.
anybody who has a summer house actually got to apply for planning permission. If this is retrospective, and it's got fire in, one assumes that, you know, it's being used quite a lot. I mean, all I'm concerned about is if it's used residentially, and this is retrospective planning permission.
I mean, people use them as additional bedrooms. Mm. I think that seems to be the sort of thing that people do.
There's
lots of them around.
Yeah, but we always put conditions on people when they build additional
properties. There's no utilities.
It does depend nowadays, as Tim quite rightly says, that the National Policy Framework has altered quite drastically about outbuildings and about buildings and how far they can extend and everything. And it's changing actually again shortly. I think it probably is only used occasionally, in the sense that there's no kitchen or anything like that.
There's no water, sewage, or anything like that.
But I've got a list of people that want to speak. So do you want to complete what you were saying?
I was just going to say, is there a plan that we can see how it's situated on the plot? We have a larger plan.
There.
So the house is at the front and there's some houses at the
bottom. There's the house and there's the plot there.
So there's enough space for it, that's what I'm
saying. And it's right backing on to the people who've objected.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Mastin.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it did say on one of the documents we just saw that this was designed specifically to fall within the curtilage of the planning framework at the time. Now, I don't know if that includes the heating arrangements, so that's, I know we've had something recently about not looking in favour of the old wood-burning stones anymore, so that's probably wood-burning.
It's a lot of fire.
That may be allowed in the thing, so if it's allowed, then I don't see that we can object particularly.
No, I think the only objection we can have, as Tim says, Councillor Dunfer has said, is that having the flue that's going to obviously directly onto a tree that's got a TPO. That's the only thing I think we can say is that we are, you know, there is concern how the closeness of this to a tree that's got a TPO wall on. That's the only thing I can think of that is my concern, and you've already mentioned it. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, it's a lot of fire. Now, I was under the impression that it was being discussed at the moment in environmental health, that log fires and pollution.
Mm.
And therefore, you know, especially in a wooden building, I don't think it's a very good idea. And next to a TPO, as you say, tree. And it's an oak tree as well. So I would refuse it on the grounds of pollution under an oak tree in a wooden building.
Yeah. I don't think we can. I think we'd have difficulty refusing it on the basis of the National Policy Framework.
The current General Permitted Development.
It's a log burning stove, that
there. Mm. Yeah. Flue, which results in the overall development being higher than the
flue. Yeah, that's right.
Hence the reason for this plan application.
And it's the height of the flue, presumably, that's actually brought it into question.
question, but it's had to give them that height in order to take the smoke away from neighbours and everything else.
But they're thinking a taxing would burn us.
I think the only thing we can do is obviously it's make our comments, because I mean it does obviously fit within the policy framework for our building. But I mean I think we can obviously make our comments regarding
objection to the building, but
no, but we've obviously got an objection to the concerns that it's going to cause pollution and the difficult and the it could cause damage to the
tree.
I mean, I think we can highlight those concerns, but probably can't actually refuse the building as such. So I think those concerns are second Tim's approval subject. If you're happy, Tim, with those just concerns that we had on to the So propose and second on the basis that of no objection, but raise our concerns regarding the flu and the pollution, and also the damage it may cause to a tree that's got TPO warning.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Any against? Now move to Little Mill application 19, the 0007 outline, 20 Cranford Avenue. Construction of dwelling. Outline application seeking approval for access with matters of appearance, layout, scale and landscaping reserve. No comments from statutory consultees, one letter of support. We've had nothing in from any of the Little and councillors, so we're going to have a quick look at this one, I think. So, can we have a look at the location, Ron's, of where this is in relation to the main house?
It's very small. I have to zoom in.
So
it would appear that they've got sufficient room in the left.
Yeah,
this one. It's on the corner. So there'd be no contractors' vehicles on the road. No. Yeah, so this is the house and that's the proposed. Yes. Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Is that in keeping with the design? Actually, that's not the correct print. Because the bit where the green is, it's not actually come out right on the computer. That should be level with the front bit of the roof.
Are you looking at the building?
You see where the brown bit is?
Yes.
You see where the blue bit is?
Yes.
The roof line is the set, it's a slope. It's not
printed. Oh,
it's
not.
It's not printed right.
It's
about step. Yeah, it seems, I was going to say the one I saw has got a slope on it. That's what I was looking at.
It's got a slope, so it's just not, when it's designed or printed or whatever, it hasn't scanned right or something.
Oh, so it comes down like that?
Yeah, it's just a slope.
Does it, principle?
I mean, I think there's space, there is room for the construction of a dwelling, but it's outline application with approval for access with matters of appearance, layout, scale and landscaping reserved, which means as it's an outline planning application, we're looking at the principle of whether they can construct a building, because it might well change by the time the application comes in for reserve matters.
In principle.
So it's whether we're, in principle, we're happy that they can, and I would say they've got sufficient space there to be able to put a building, to be honest.
I don't know about the design. Don't think that's in keeping with the area.
Although it's, the problem is it's outline planning, which means that you know, as we've seen in the past, we've given out an planning application for a house and it turns into a bungalow and it comes in for the full application, or it's changed to a four bedroom from a three bedroom, or, you know, it probably will alter when it comes in as a full application because this is only an outline with matters reserved.
There's a lot of long drives on that side of Cranford Avenue that go down to Newport.
I mean, I think we can make a comment, but in principle,
as long as they fit in with the others.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're not seen,
they're
not visual.
I mean, the problem we will have is, and this is in the National Policy Framework now, is that, you know, it's a difficulty that they'll say there's differing properties in Cranford Avenue. They range substantially in Cranford Avenue. It's not one particular, because you've got the flats and you've got older buildings and you've got new buildings, and it, so you might well have difficulty in saying it's out of keeping nowadays with the whole street scene. But we can make that observation, if we wish. We can say that in principle we agree, you know, we're happy that there's, you know, that the application for a dwelling, but we obviously would like it to be...
Well, I could call that, Chairman.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm happy to propose that approval of the outline application, but we can make an observation that we would like to see that the property is in character with the street.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm happy to propose that. I've got a seconder. Thank you. Proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 2922 Full Hunters Lodge. Construction of two-storey side extension and single-storey rear extension, including a balcony. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, I think we should look at this only because my concern is always if there's a balcony to ensure that it's not overlooking. Location just so that we can see where it is in relation to any other properties.
Where it is on Fox Hill.
So that's the location.
Right.
And this is the proposed balconies. That's proposed.
Right, so it's 18, so no, it won't be overlooking because it will be overlooking the sea, won't it?
Yes.
Because it's on the right hand side as you go up Foxholes Hill. It must be just above where they're doing all that new development.
Must be before
on the right hand side. Well, it must be two before Donkey Field, mustn't it? That new one that they built is 20. So the balcony must be overlooking, I would think, overlooking the football and the sea. That's obvious, isn't it, wouldn't it be? Okay. I'm happy to propose approval. Seconder, please. Yeah, thanks. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you.
I just noticed the applicant of your next, 19005, full.
Personal friend of mine, I hadn't called before, so I need to carry interest. Okay. Thank you. Now move to the next application, is 19, 0005, full, 12 Louisa Place. Construction of single story extension, dormer window to rear, provision of weather boarding and alteration to second floor side facing window. Thank you. Just have a look.
Where is it?
I'm just saying, there we are.
There it is.
Right, okay. So, dormer window to rear. That's quite a way actually from other properties. I'm going to say it's quite a way from other properties, that, isn't it? The rear provision. Yeah, it's quite a long way from other properties. Put that back onto Dagmar, isn't it? For the one to be behind Dagmar. I can't see a problem with this, I don't think. We've had no representations or any comments, so I'm happy to propose approval. Seconder, please. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward 18, Big 26504, 53 Albion Street. Proposed additional bedroom to an existing six-bedroom house of multiple occupancy to become a larger seven-bedroom house of multiple occupation. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Marsden?
Yes, thank you. Yes, so this appears to be a conversion of a dining room on the ground floor to a bedroom on seven. I couldn't see any external alterations at all. I don't think it's alters the number of separate apartments, but I may be wrong about that. Thanks.
Councillor Hill?
Yeah, it's the attic, same view. There's no physical change to the building, it is just reducing the habitable area, combined habitable area inside by removing the dining room. don't know enough about Kitchener to know whether that's appropriate, but I guess the East End will comment on the structure, etc., etc. In reality, I can't see that there's a significant change.
Yeah, if it's a registered house in multiple occupancy, then it would be East End District Council, wouldn't it?
Yes.
No review. Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh. Application 19/00254, 39 Lambstone Drive. Single storey extension to frontage dwelling to increase the size of the kitchen. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Well, they're just filling in the front between the garage and the others have all done it up there anyway.
Yeah.
So, no problem. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. So move on to items for consideration. And this was an item that we deferred from the last meeting, which was the heritage strategy consultation. And I did ask if any of councillors could take the time just to look through this and see if there was any points that they wish to put forward, as we need to ensure that they're released Devon District Council by tomorrow. Sue has just taken out feedback to the neighbourhood plan that we had, which it did say the East Devon Heritage Strategy 2018-31 was recently published for consultation. It advises that there is currently no formal list of undesignated assets in the district, but proposes that one is formed in the future, which is an area I think we all discussed previously at the time of the neighbourhood plan, that we were concerned there were assets that hadn't been designated. And with the independent examination of the Exmouth neighbourhood plan, one of the points that came forward was about prominent buildings in Exmouth and residential areas of character. And this is why we had this particular issue about having a list, because there were some properties which we all raised, I think, during that discussion about assessing local buildings and streets and areas of Exmouth. But was there any, did anybody read through and find any points that they did want to put forward? Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Yeah, I did. Well, I started with the idea that I'd read the executive summary and I'd look at the end and see things. But I skimmed through the whole report and had a look at the pictures, and I thought it was very well put together, I felt. But there was nothing in there that surprised me or that I took exception to or anything. I thought, you know, it was what they should do. Mm-hmm. One particular comment hit home with me, where they were talking about managing the heritage assets. Their comment was, the speed of progress will depend on the level of grant funding secured. And I thought, yeah, that's just about the problem.
Yeah.
Unless you get the money, you're not actually going to be able to do very much. So, I did feel that was a strong thing. And I think we need to push for ensuring that we do get money to do proper, both the listing and looking and maintaining our assets.
Yeah.
Chairman,
because there's another two more.
The only building that I'm sort of confused about is up in the Deaf Academy up there.
Mm-hmm.
On
the church, you mean the Elgin thing?
Yeah.
Elgin House.
Elgin House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's proposed for that, because I thought that was listed.
It is.
But I'm not.
No, it is. And I think that when
it was outside the.
It's outside the planning application that we received, and if I recall, the Deaf Academy actually said that they would hope to restore it and use it for an annex too, but not, it wasn't in their first draft of what they were going to do, because they obviously wanted to get the Deaf Academy, and I think they said that they would look at it at a future date, but they are aware it's listed, and they were hoping to utilise that building, but in the future.
Yeah. Because then it sort of belongs to them, does it? But it's still listed.
Yeah,
under
it's still listed, and I think they were going to try and have it as a resource centre or of similar nature, but obviously it would depend, I suspect, on funding. And, you know, I think they obviously wanted to get the main academy up.
Yeah.
But it certainly wasn't part of the application that we had, because we actually raised that at the time of the application.
Yes, because so I haven't come across it anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of parentage use.
Yeah.
It was what?
Lots of uses. Yeah.
It was a college bar.
Yeah, yeah, it's had lots of uses. I mean, I similar to Tim, I did go through the consultation. I actually thought it was quite a balanced document, actually. I thought it was quite well written.
Yeah.
And it had gone through most assets in most areas that I would have expected it to. So I concur with what Councillor Dunford said, actually, and I think we can just say that we obviously support the document, but we would like to see that funding could be secured as soon as possible so that the listing can be done.
Absolutely.
Is everybody happy with that? Is the comment referred back?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So we move on to items for information, tree preservation order, which is a copy of the new tree preservation order at Tesco. It was last agenda was the incorrect file, so the new copy was forwarded. Yeah. The notification of appeal decision of 6 Shelley Court Pierhead, where the appeal was dismissed and the copy letter was attached. Then we have the planning decisions, the only one that differed, and I think we thought at the time there may be a problem, was the garages of 1-7 Radenstall Lane. Well, we had no objection, but East End District Council have refused. But
we
thought
it would go the other way, didn't we?
We thought it would, and I mean, I have to be honest with you, and the residents in the area, you know, I think these garages are quite unsightly and we'd quite like them to be replaced. But, you know, obviously there was problems with highway and access and various other issues, so we'll wait and see whether that's appealed. So, yeah, otherwise it's as expected. Before I close the meeting, Tim has notified me of one extra bit of business we'd like to bring to the meeting.
Yeah. Thank you, Jen. Yes, just to talk about the application, the advertising application on Extra Road with the regard to the dental surgery some weeks ago. Now, that, of course, we did contest the decision. Some of us voted one way, some of us voted the other, but it was carried, we refused that permission. Since that time, of course, they've already put the adverts up by that time. Since that time, they've actually changed the layout of the advert, so it's different from the application they made. It's also got, because you may remember Jeremy and myself saying that it was actually a fence, and now they've actually put fencing on one side of it, so it does actually look like a fence now, as well as an ad on the other, a big ad on the other side. And I just wanted to ask really where we got to, and because obviously it's a few weeks have gone by and nothing's happened, and I just wanted to put it that we all really to ensure that such a decision is implemented.
I think we obviously need to go back to East End District Council and find out what the position is and whether they've had any discussions with the applicant, and if not, whether the enforcement officer can instigate any action. But obviously, I'm not aware that East End District Council weren't upholding our decision. We haven't had any notification, have we, that they're not?
Well,
they it's just that sometimes they can go back to the applicant and have discussions, and then come back to us and say, well, we've discussed it with the applicant, and various changes have been made, and therefore, you know, we don't uphold your original decision. But I haven't been notified, and Sue hasn't been notified, so therefore, I think we'll ask Sue if she can follow this up and come back to the next meeting, or more urgently to you.
Thank
perhaps,
you.
Perhaps, you know, perhaps if you get an answer, you can respond directly to Councillor Dunford.
Thank you.
The only other item I was going to mention this evening is that the last meeting it was agreed that somebody would go to the inquiry concerning the Doyle Centre. It was difficult for anybody to attend, and nobody from the ward was able to go at that particular time. I did speak to East End District Council, who were making a very formal response, and I can't think of his name, but the person who does the economic that actually wrote the report with regard to the Doyle Centre and it being retained as employment land, Ms. Marin, was actually speaking on behalf of East Devon District Council, and they reiterated to me the full report that he was going to make and the reasons why it needs to be retained as employment land in regard to the local plan for East Devon District Council. I therefore felt that that was probably more appropriate. It was dealt with at that level after having conversations with East Devon District Council, and I think they were putting a very strong case for that, so it was best left with Mr. Murray to actually make those representations. So I hope that's...
Do we know the outcome?
No. Well, I presume it's... Because the hearing was the 18th, wasn't it? So I presume we haven't had a response as yet. I know that there was a lot of evidence was put. So no other matters to discuss?
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Chapman?
Yes, the next one that's coming up is McCarthy and Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it on Salt?
February.
That's February.
Okay.
And I will check a position on that. And obviously, if we feel it's appropriate that somebody does get there, then I'll obviously ask for somebody to attend. I mean, I'm not sure whether... I'm not sure of the East Devon District Council's response on that. Obviously, with the Doyle Centre, we'd already received a report from East Devon District Council about their objections to it being changed from employment use. And we also already had all the background information that we'd asked for concerning Devon County Council advertising the site and whether other people wanted the site for employment use. So we had a lot of background information. I have not got that in respect of McCarthy Stone's particular site. So it might be that we need to get some more information to see whether it's appropriate for us to send anybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Therefore, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.